A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your holiness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of God. You have heard the commandment imposed on your forefathers. You shall not commit murder. Every murderer shall be liable to judgment. What I say to you is, everyone who goes angry with his brother shall be liable to judgment. Any man who uses abusive language toward his brother shall be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And if he holds him in contempt, he risks the fires of Gehenna. If you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift at the altar. Go first to be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Lose no time. Settle with your opponent while you're on your way to court with him. Otherwise, your opponent may hand you over to the judge, who will hand you over to the guard, who will throw you into prison. I warn you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord. Unless your holiness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of God. The Gospel of Matthew today seems pretty harsh. Murder is evil, but now Jesus says, even if you hold anger in your heart, you are liable to judgment. Were the scribes and Pharisees so evil that Jesus wants us to be nothing like them? They did follow Jewish law. They usually followed it to the letter of the law. Then why must we be holier than that? Because Jesus knows his loving Father wants more for his children. The scribes and Pharisees fulfilled the law, but Jesus wants more for us. He wants us to open our hearts and to have the law of God and the law of love fill and convert our hearts. He doesn't want us to just do, but to live God's law. When a person truly comes, God's love is in their hearts, and they will begin to see as God sees, to realize that anger can kill the holiness of love from the inside. When a person carries around anger and hurt, there is no room for forgiveness and love. I have a friend who had a true injustice placed against him. He had worked for 30 years at a parochial school, and when a new pastor came on, my friend was let go because his divorce, which involved a marriage outside the church, outside the Catholic Church, was still in the stages of annulment, but had not yet finished. Because my friend had remarried, the new pastor felt it was unseemly for him to be working in the parochial school, even though he had been there for so many years. Yes, he could have worked harder at getting the annulment, but he wasn't given the chance. He was just let go. The hardest part is seeing the anger and frustration my friend carries around. He has left the Catholic Church and still carries so much anger and bitterness that it affects his outlook on life. He has been unable to move on and embrace new teaching experiences with joy. Instead, he seems to find things wrong in everything he encounters. I pray that someday he will be able to forgive and accept his situation. This is what Jesus wants for us, to know the release and freedom of forgiveness, to leave our anger behind and start with a clean slate and an open heart, to make room for God's love to overflow into our lives. It's not always easy to do, but Jesus tells us that it is possible. Not only is it possible, it is vital to our lives. Today is the feast of St. Anthony of Padua. He left the Augustine order to join the Franciscans because he was so moved by the meeting of five Franciscan friars who later were martyred when they went to preach to Muslims. He wanted to preach the gospel and longed for the gift of martyrdom, but it was not to be. On the way to Morocco, he became ill and instead had to travel to Italy, the center of his order. He was assigned to a hospital and to work in the kitchen. There he spent much time in private prayer and study. One day, on the occasion of an ordination, a misunderstanding occurred. Dominican friars were present, and it was thought that they would preach. They thought the Franciscans would preach. In the confusion, the head of the hermitage asked Anthony to preach. Anthony tried to object, but was overruled. His sermon created such a deep impression that after that, he was commissioned to preach the gospel in northern Italy. Anthony never did die the death of a martyr or get to preach to the Muslims, but his clear preaching and wisdom made him a saint and a doctor of the church. He could have become bitter when his illness called him away from what he wanted to do, but instead he embraced his new life of prayer, study, and service. And there in the hospital, God finally called him to his greatest vocation. In today's gospel, is Jesus really harsh, or is he showing us the true way to joy? By putting aside our anger and bitterness in our hearts and being called to be holier than the Pharisees, we are called to love with all our hearts and not just our strict following of the law. Let us follow the humble example of St. Anthony and let the Word of God lead us to our true vocation, to love the Lord our God with all our heart and all our soul, and to love our neighbor as ourselves.